What did you think of Hester when you first saw her? Did you see any reason why she would kill Valentine?
I saw her as the ugliest girl I've ever seen. Her scar across her entire face, I didn't see any reason why she wanted to kill Valentine until she said, ask him what he did to Hester Shaw.
What did you think when you were trekking across the outcountry?
I thought my life was over and being bossed around by Mr. Pomery wasn't as bad as walking in the outcountry, especially as seen I was stuck with Hester and with her leg injured. It didn't help at all.
How did you overcome the fact not only were your parents dead, but so were her parents?
I felt sad and relatable to her. I didn't think anybody else actually had dead parents, but I guess I'm not the only one. I felt empathetic for her, so I felt a lot less discouraged and horrified from her.
What did you think when you got captured and enslaved in Tunbridge Wheels, but when you later rescued by an anti-traction league agent, what did you do and what did you think?
I felt overwhelmed, and then when we got rescued by Anna Fang, I felt relieved, but knowing from the past we were probably going to get into more trouble. Me and Hester followed Anna into the Ginny Hanover into Air Haven to find a legal flight back to London so I could get back home and Hester can kill Valentine. But with the fact Valentine was my hero, I still wanted to find another solution for her haste for him.
When you were attacked by Shrike, what did you feel? How did Anna and her friends act when he showed up at Air Haven?
I was scared seeing a stalker in living conditions. I thought the resurrected men died out in old ages. When I saw the tall metal man, I knew from my old school that somewhere in the human brain was trapped holding several wires. Anna and her friends tried fending them off while me and Hester ran.
When you finally caught up to Lindu, what did you think of the giant laser that was placed on top of it?
I felt like it wasn't meant to do anything good, especially when they fired it. Shooting a giant laser of dancing lightning and sparks at an innocent town, disintegrating it into a big fiery ball, killing anyone and destroying anything in its path. It was awful. I knew they were headed straight to the shield wall.
When you had to rescue Hester and Valentine from the flaming turret, what did you do and what happened?
I was flying the Ginny Hanover at the time, and when I saw Hester, Valentine, and Catherine, I saw Valentine was carrying Catherine, which she had blood stains all over her, especially got her tunic. We met at the roof, which was where the laser would have shot out, but the time I got there, Valentine refused to enter, realizing his daughter, Catherine, was dead. Hester and I flew off there to see a giant ball of fire boom in the distance. Hester explained everything that happened. Catherine sacrificed herself for Hester. Valentine and them went to the roof so we could safely land, but Hester finally jumped on. Valentine said, Hester, Tom, fly, save yourselves. I didn't hear anything from the mumbling of Medusa in the engine running, but Hester told me to fly. I did, which was when I saw the ball of fire behind us.
While leaving London behind, what did you think after seeing blow itself up?
When I watched London's Medusa machine attempt to shoot something, it instantly shot from the inside out, slowly melting the top tiers all the way down to the bottom, where suddenly it all vanished in smoke and flames. I saw other planes attempting to escape, but to just get stuck by a bolt and slowly dive down to their doom. When it all died down, we went back to see what was left. It was nothing more than burnt metal frames of the engine rooms and a couple scattered plane wreckages across the outcountry. The only thing that survived would be the proposed target of the shield wall and the Ginny Hanover. I didn't feel like a hero at all.